mountains everywhere.
So the song we just sang is,
And Christ is born.
因为主耶稣基督已经出生。
那个就讲的是好消息。
So that was about a good news.
在古代每一次打完战争的时候呢，就裁派一个上跑的人跑到山上到处来告诉老乡们，我们已经得胜了。
So in olden times, when you won a battle, so you will go run, go back to your countryside and run and tell the good news.
所以我们讲的这个福音，耶稣诞生就是好消息。
So this is the Christ has been born is the good news to us.
接应的那个词就是在古代打仗以后胜利以后，就是到处来宣讲好消息。
So that is the same meaning when you won a battle, you go and tell the good news to your people.
那为什么接应这一个词呢
？So why do we use this word?
就像别的歌里面唱的，这世界一直在罪恶里面，一直在死亡里面，一直在痛苦里面，一直在挣扎里面。
So just like the song that we sang, so the whole world is under oppression, under sickness, under death.
但是在很远的地方看到一个曙光。
But however, in the far side, you see the light.
但是神所那些受神启示的人呢，他们就来了，就这个光来。
So those who are being called by God, they come close to the light.
所以他们是非常的有福。
So those are very blessed.
那我们今天也非常的有福。
So we are also being blessed.
在那个时候最有福的是什么人呢？是第一批人是当然是玛利亚、约瑟。
So, who were the most blessed? Of course, they are the first group of people, Mary and Joseph.
那后来又有批人呢，是那个牧羊人。
So the second group of people is the shepherds.
后来又有一批人呢，是那些东方的博士。
And of course, after that, the three wise men from the east.
今天我们在座的都是东方的博士。
So all of us are the wise men from the east.
所以我们是有福的。
So we have been blessed.
Hallelujah. 所以我们顺着那个星呢，就找到了这位王。
So we follow the star and we have found the king.
那我们来读几节圣经。
So let's read a few scriptures.
好多时候我们过圣诞节过节了，怕我们这个意义给忘记了。圣诞节呢，来自于这些经文。
Sometimes we celebrate Christmas without knowing the meaning of true Christmas.
那我就给大家念呢，大家仔细听。如果你有那个 WhatsApp， 阿文已经发在群里面了，你可以看那个经文。那圣经有圣经的，打开圣经。
So if you have a Bible, you can open the Bible. If not, you can check on the WeChat. So Alvin already posted on WeChat. WhatsApp.
那路加福音第一章26节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 6。
那这个讲到呢，玛利亚就接受神的这个旨意呢，就要怀孕生耶稣。
So it's about when Mary has received the message from the angel and she was about to give birth to Jesus.
那到了第六个月，天使加百列分神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
第一章吗？
Okay, the English you can read yourself.
Okay, sorry. Please read.
I think you still need to read. This is important. Okay, 26.
Oh, 26. Okay.
Start from 26.
Sorry. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，叫做约瑟。童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David.
天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你，主和你同在了。
The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you are who highly favored. The Lord is with you.
玛利亚听这话就很惊慌。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words.
又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。
And wonder what kind of greetings this might be.
天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus.
他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子。
He will be great and will be called the son of the Most High.
主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。
The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
He will reign over Jacob's descendant forever.
他的国也没有穷尽。
His kingdom will never end.
玛利亚对天使说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢
？”How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin?
天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要庇护你，因此所要生的圣者必成为神的儿子。
”The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎。就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For no word from God will never ever fail.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。”
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May the word to me be fulfilled.
天使就离开他去了。
Then the angel left her.
我们中间有没有人就是天使向你显现过的？举手。
So anyone the angel has been appeared to you before?
Amen, amen. 有几个人天使向你显现？有没有主向你亲自显现的？耶稣向你亲自显现的？举手。
Anybody that Jesus has appeared to you?
Okay. 其实呢，耶稣没有向我亲自显现过，天使也没有。我把手举起。但是耶稣常常向你讲话的，举手。
讲
有很多讲话。什么异象啊，异梦啊，或者。
So I have never seen angels or Jesus, but if anybody have been heard from the voice of God, you can raise your hand.
好多人听到神在跟你讲话，我呢常常听到神跟我讲话，但是我并没有亲自的见他，我也没有亲自见过天使，我见过撒旦。
So I hear a lot from the voice of God. However, I have never seen an angel or Jesus, but I have seen Satan.
感谢主，因为这是神的拣选。
Praise the Lord is God's choice.
神呢拣选了玛利亚。
So God has chosen Mary.
让她要成为耶稣的母亲。
So that she can be the mother of Jesus.
同时呢，神也拣选了她的亲戚伊丽莎白，要成为司洗约翰的母亲，为司洗约翰要为耶稣来开道路。
And also God has chosen Elizabeth, Mary's relative, to become the mother of the Baptist John.
这是神的拣选。
So this is God's choice.
那这个司洗约翰必须要生在耶稣的同时代。
So John has been born at the same time while Jesus was born.
那这个时候呢，天使就向玛利亚显现。
So this time an angel has appeared to Mary.
那这是一个非常重大的任务。
And it's a very big mission.
因为你是一个童女，你要怀孕。
Because you have to be pregnant even though you are a virgin.
你想你要多大的信心？
So how much faith you will need?
现在的人结婚的人怀孕都需要很大信心。
So nowadays, even if you are married and to be able to conceive, you will need some kind of, you know, like faith.
何况童女要怀孕是吧？
So how much more faith you will need if you are a virgin?
那这个我们就暂时不讲，这需要非常大的信心。但是玛利亚称为那个有福之人。
So however, Mary has become the blessed one.
那最主要的我要讲呢，她所生的儿子要成为什么呢？成为什么样的一个人呢？
So most important thing is that what kind of son that she will be born.
她说：“你圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要庇护你，因此所要生的。”圣者必成为神的儿子。35。
The angel said that the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
你知道他生下来就是神的儿子。
So when he was born to be the Son of God.
他生下来就是圣者。
So when he is born, he is the Holy One.
他生下来就是神的儿子，又说到什么呢？说是他要神要把他祖大卫的位赐给他，是大卫的王位。
And also it says that the throne of God will be given to him.
那这就是神所应许的大卫的后裔，叫弥赛亚要来。
So this is the promised one, the Messiah.
那这里面讲到一个是神的儿子，耶稣是神的儿子。
So here it says Jesus is the Son of God.
那今天呢，我们聚在这个地方。
So today we gather here together.
好多的教会聚在一起。
And a lot of other churches are also gathered together.
那过去的几个世纪里面，在欧洲呢，就是几乎大部分的人都要聚在一起。
So in the past many centuries, especially in Europe, like many churches will gather on this day.
那所有的家庭都在这个节日聚在一起。
And all the families will gather on this day.
那为什么
？Why？
因为他们信。
Because they believe.
现在是一个，我们这个谁能够接受这个福分，谁不能接受呢？不在于你有什么能力，而在于你是信了真理还是信了谎言。
So whether you can receive or not, it's not depend on you, but it's receive depends on whether you will receive the truth or you will receive the lie.
那撒旦有一个工作，一直在人的脑子里面呢灌输谎言、谎话。
So the job for the Satan is continuously to feed lies to your, you know, mind, to your mind.
那所以呢，人就不能接受神的祝福。
So that people will not be able to receive the blessing from the Lord.
因为他们用他们的理性说，神怎么可以会借着人来生个儿子呢？
So because by their own understanding, they will question how can a God use a man to, you know, a woman to born a child.
各种各样的理论就让人离开神。
So a different kind of theory will make people, you know, be apart from the Lord.
但是神的目的呢，还是要救人。
But God's purpose is to save.
救那些能够相信的人。
To save those who can't believe.
那这第一批人呢，是承担使命的人，就是玛利亚这样的人，是伊丽莎伯这样的人。
So the first group of people is those who have a mission on their hands. So people like Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth.
那第二批人呢，就是一些牧羊人，他们要来传讲这样一个好消息。
And the second group of people is the shepherds. They are the ones who will proclaim the good news.
那所以在路加福音第二章呢，就这个天使优先牧羊人来显现。
That's why in Luke chapter 2, the angels appear to the shepherds.
啊，十一节讲到呢，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Verse 11 it says, today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah.
Yeah, 你们要看见一个婴孩包着布窝在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to earth for those who His favor rests."
众天使离开他们升天上去了。牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has told us about.
他们急忙去，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
又有那婴孩窝在马槽里。
And the baby was lying in the manger.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
When they have seen, they spread the word concerning what had been told them told about the child.
他们去呢做什么呢？就说，第二十节，牧羊人回去，因所听见、所看见的一些事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
So what did they do? Is that in verse 20 it says the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
所以耶稣呢诞生的时候，他没有向当时的君王显现。
So when Jesus was born, he was never appeared to the kings.
甚至没有向当时的祭司显现，也没有向先知显现。
So he was not being revealed to the priests nor the prophets.
他显现的是什么人呢？是牧羊人。
He was revealed to the shepherds.
那我们不知道为什么。
We do not understand the reason behind it.
但是呢，有可能就是牧羊人他心底很单纯。
Probably because the shepherds have a very simple heart.
那就像我们当时候那时候我是东方的博士啊。
Just like me, I was a wise man from the east.
那人家给我传福音的时候呢，我会那时候就羞辱他。
So when people was telling me about the gospel, I will, you know, like try to shame them.
真的，第一个给我所有一开始给我传福音的人都羞辱他。
So that was true. When in the beginning, when people were trying to tell me about Jesus, I always shamed them about it.
那后来我就悔改，现在天天为他们祷告。
Later on, I repent and now I pray for them daily.
那这些牧羊人呢？因为神要把他的信息要传给那些愿意听的人，这是非常重要。
So for the shepherds, God wants to proclaim the news to those who are willing to listen.
今天谁愿意听，神还是要把信息要传给。
So whoever willing to listen today, God will continue to give you the message.
这个信息里面讲到，你们给为你们生了救主。
Here the message says a savior has been born.
那我们需要救主吗
？Do we need a savior?
你需要救主吗
？Do you need a savior?
好多人给他们讲的时候啊。我给我国内的那个大学的那些同学现在讲的是，他们都觉得不需要救主。
So when I tell my friends, my classmates from my universities, and they said they don't need a savior.
那有的是什么这个研究所的所长，那个医院的什么创始人。
Some are the founders.
医学物理的创始人。
Some are the founders of a hospital and.
研究所的所长。
Or some kind of a director
yeah.
in a special research apartment.
Institute.
Or some of them are, you know, like a successful businessman.
那其中有一个信主了，上次跟我们联系是很高兴。他说我在国内有20,000亩土地，别人要钱，你为我祷告。
So one of them became a Christian, and he was calling me the other day. He said he has 20. Acres? How many?
没有 20,000 acres.
Oh, 20,000 acres. So people were trying to fight over the land. So they asked me to pray for him.
我说感谢主，我说他说我们要向我们的同学传福音。
So praise the Lord. He said, "Oh, we have to preach the good news to our, you know, like old classmates."
他说，但是我觉得他们很多人都是命定要去。地狱的。
However, I felt that most of them are destined for the hell.
他很难传。
It's very hard to, you know, preach.
Anyways, 就说这个救主呢，我们都需要。
So we all need a savior.
因为我们从亚当的开始就在死亡罪恶里面在打滚。
So because since Adam, we have been, you know, like dying in our own sins.
我们习惯了这样一个模式。
So we have used to this kind of a living.
我们觉得人来了就是生老病死。
So we thought we are here to be born to live and to die.
我们没有别的选择。
And there's no other choices.
但是神一开始造人不是这样的。
However, when God first created humans, it was not His intention.
他要救人。
He wants to save us.
他要救拯救。
He wants to save us.
这拯救的意思呢，原文就说他把你带到一个平安里面，真正的平安里面。
So the original meaning of the meaning of savior is to bring you to a peaceful place,
real peace.
To a real peace.
那他把你真正的带到一个完整和健康里面。
So he wants to bring you to a complete rest and
healthy
environment.
什么叫完整的健康呢？你的身心灵都健康。
What is this complete healthy environment? Is that where your body, spirit, and souls are healthy?
什么叫拯救呢？你在任何危险的境地，他把你拉起来，死亡线上拉起来，这就叫拯救。
What's the meaning of a savior? Is when you are in a death place, a death bed, he will save you from that situation.
我们现在都需要拯救。
So all of us needs to be saved.
今天早上我起来，我第一次向我们同学的群里面发经文，因为是圣诞节。
So this morning, so for the very first time, I sent the message of the Bible into our WeChat group to my older classmates.
那我发的是哪段经文呢
？So which verse was I sent?
我发了这一段经文，就是说，当时。施洗约翰的爸爸给他儿子祝福的时候，这一段经文。
So this is the verse I sent. It's when Baptist John, the father of 他的名字。
Zachariah
was blessing his child.
在路加福音第一章76节。
So Luke chapter 1:76.
孩子啊，你要成为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面，预备他的道路。
And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for Him.
叫他的百姓赢罪得赦。
To give His people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
就知道救恩。
So that they will
know salvation.
Know the salvation, yeah.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
because of the tender mercy of our God, for which the rising star, which rising sun will come to us from heaven.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
那这里讲到呢，神呢，因他怜悯的心肠呢，就预备了这个救恩。
So here it says, because of the tender mercy of our God, He has prepared the salvation.
这个救恩呢，是要让他百姓的罪呢会得到赦免。
So this salvation will, so that He will save His people from sin.
他叫清晨的日光从高天临到，照亮那些坐在黑暗和死荫里面的人。
So that the rising sun will shine on those who are living in the darkness and in the shadow.
那要把他们的脚呢引到平安的路上。
And also to guide their feet into the path of peace.
我就想想我那些大学的同学，平安吗
？So I thought about my alumni. Are they in peace?
他们的脚在平安的路上吗
？So are their feet?No, stepping in peace.
哇，他们是不是坐在黑暗和死荫里面呢
？Are they living in darkness and in death?
其实最近正是，因为我的同学都大概在六十岁左右。
So actually they are because most of my my friends they are in their sixties.
你知道现在新冠呢，一下就好多人都阳了，60%-70%-80%，国内全是阳性。
So in China, because of the COVID, the opening of the policy, so most people, like 60-70% people are tested positive.
现在好多的讣告，什么清华大学、中国科学院都发出来，那些退休的老的院士啊、科学家都一个一个都死掉了。
So they have those universities, research institute, they have post like the death list of those who have been passed away from.
因为这些人呢很有名，他们是不得不。Post, 不得不拿出来
Because those people are, you know, they are quite famous in their own study field, so they have to post those names.
但是这些人一 post 的时候，我们这些同学其实也是很害怕。
So when they post those names, like my, you know, my alumni friends, so they will be.
因为他们知道新冠呢，就找这些老年人、小孩子。
Because they know, so the COVID likes to, you know, take away the lives from the older people and also children, little children.
还有这些呢，有这些慢性病的人。
And also those who have a chronic, you know, disease.
那我的同学呢，好多都为这个科学事业献身啊，好多人都有疾病。
So a lot of my friends, because they've been, you know, dedicate their whole lives for their research, a lot of them have, you know, health problems.
我在他们中间是一个比较奇特的人。
So among them, I am one of a very special kind.
有人说我是没成就的人，有人说我是圣人。
Some of them say that I have nothing to accomplish, I accomplish nothing, but some people call me, you know, the saint.
有人说你选择的道路最好。
Some people say you have chosen the best path.
你很聪明。
You are the smart one.
你懂得赚钱，你看娶了漂亮老婆，三个孩子。
You know how to make money. You have a beautiful wife and three beautiful children.
Whatsoever.
还有一些其他的。
但是呢，我今天发的经文就是说，神怜悯的心肠呢，要让清晨的日光从高天临到。
But however, this morning when I sent out the message, it said that because of our tender mercy about God, so that the rising sun will come to those who are living in darkness and also in the shadow of death.
那这个，这就是好消息。
So this is the good news.
那我就发到我们同学的群里。
So I send that to the, you know, the group, the WhatsApp group.
我好多时候发这样的信息，他们是不回应的。
A lot of time when I send out this kind of message, they will not respond.
在群里不回应。
So they will not respond.
但是我知道好多人他在心里回应。
So but I know they will respond in their heart.
他们偷偷的看圣经。
They secretly study the Bible.
他们非常关注我过去，不光是我的好多消息，他们都知道。
So they actually pay a lot of attention to my life. You know, a lot of things that happened to me, they knew.
我也知道有不少的人在国内因着我的选择，他们信主。
And I also know a lot of people because of my choice, they become Christians today.
因为我们今天被神拣选，就是这样一个宣告好消息的人。
So today we have been chosen by God to be those who are proclaiming the good news.
那我们今天身上就带着这个好消息。
So our we are carrying this good news ourselves.
因为我们因着信呢，信这个救主基督的降生，他的赎罪和复活呢，我们今天是一个新的生命在我们的里面。
Because our beliefs, we know that we have a new life that is in us.
所以我们中间好多人见过天使向他说话。
That's why a lot of us would have seen angels that spoken to them.
有的主亲自向他显现。
Some people, Lord will appear to them personally.
我们中间常常有神迹奇事随着我们。
And a lot of signs and miracles will follow us.
那下面呢，我要给大家一点时间呢，来讲见证，要见证我们所信的耶稣。
So I will spare some time so for those who can come up and share your testimony.
我们今天呢要
be a testimony for the world.
今天我们要带着我们的见证呢走到这个世界上继续来宣讲这个信息。
So we will use our testimony so that we can step out and proclaim the good news.
因为这个世界在外面非常非常的需要这个信息。
Because the world needs the message, the good news.
真的，主啊，是的，主，你来祝福。祝福我们的教会。
Yes, Lord, bless our church.
祝福我们的每一个弟兄姐妹。
Bless each one of our.
哦，让我们的信心像玛利亚那样。
So that we will have the faith of Mary.
像施洗约翰一样。
So that we will have the faith of Baptist.
像圣保罗一样。
Like Saint Paul.
像圣约翰一样。
Saint John.
主啊，带着你这样一个信息。
So that we will come and carry the message.
主啊，走进人群。
So that we will go into the.
让人知道耶稣基督，基督已经降生，救主已经来临。
So that they know Jesus, the Savior, has been born.
而让他们要出去荒野相信真理
so that all the cast away all the lies they will know the truth
得到真正的救恩真正的生命
they will know the true salvation the true life
哈利路亚你也祝福我们下面见见证的时间
also bless the time that we have and the following time to share、
我们采用一帮的见证人要来见证主耶稣的真实
so we will have witnesses like the cloud that is among us
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen 下面呢我们有一点时间呢就是说、今年一年啊就是说、2022年呢你有见证你踊跃的向上来讲我们相信的这位耶稣呢继续不断要建造我们的生命
So if you have any testament to share like in this year 2022
当然你以前也有你圣灵刚动你都可以分享
So of course if you have something in previous years you can also come up and share
那我觉得我想很快要讲一下我当时信主的一个感受。
So I want to quickly share the what I felt when I first became a Christian.
那我记得我刚信的时候就是，刚就是说决定谦卑下来要来寻求神的时候，神给我一个非常特别的感受。
So I remember when I first, you know, like humble myself, I decided to.Follow him. I have this special, you know, like message I got from him.
我不是要 follow him. 我是决定要研究、
oh,
这个东西真好是假的什么。
Oh, so when I humble myself and willing to, you know, to determine to know whether it's true or not.
那在这个前面，我从来不相信神是真的，也不相信耶稣是真的，也不相信其他宗教是真的。我相信科学，相信我自己。
So before that, I did not believe in any, you know, religion, any belief. I didn't believe any of that. I only believe science, and you know, yeah.
Myself.
Yeah.
那有一天呢，长话短说，跟一个弟兄有一些交流呢，突然我谦卑下来。
So to make the story short, one day I was speaking to another brother, and all of a sudden I became, you know, humble.
我就想问一下，真的有没有上帝
？So I asked, so is there a God?
我的生命真的有一个永恒的意义没有
？Do I have an eternal meaning in my life?
我当时呢，我非常严重的失眠症，好多人知道我讲过，就是我觉得我没有方向，我非常的软弱。
So I have shared that a lot of people also know about that. I have an insomnia. I couldn't sleep. So yeah.
I feel very weak.
Yeah, feel,
no direction.
Yeah. So I, yeah.
所以当时我就那个弟兄的一番谈话呢，让我谦卑下来。
So after the conversation with the brother, I humbled myself.
那时候真谦卑了一下，真谦卑了一下。
I really humbled myself at that moment.
过去从来不懂得谦卑叫什么。
So I never knew about the meaning of being, you know, humbleness.
或许可以谦虚。
I can be, you know, like meek.
谦虚，谦虚就是假假的谦卑。
So the word 谦虚 means you fake your humble
humble
pretend to be humble. 谦虚嘛，中国人会谦虚的，不能谦卑的。
So not got humble。
其实谦卑这个词啊，在所有的宗教里面，包括希腊人，是不算是个好事情。
So actually, in all the culture, including Greek, so they don't think humbleness is a good attitude.
Virtue. 只有基督教。
Except the Christian.
只有这个圣经里面讲这个。
Except for the Bible.
所以我们孔子讲谦虚，不是讲谦卑。
So that's why in Confucius we talk about谦虚。
就是要假假的，你要装着要谦虚谦卑。
Humbleness.
因为真谦卑的话呢，你就是把自己就知道自己很差，对不对
？So because to be humble, you have to know that you are very low.
我那时候，就有那么一段时间就开始谦卑了。
So for that period of time, I became humble.
我一谦卑的时候，我突然发现一个东西在我的心里面升起了，我在找一个磐石要建造我的生命。
So in my period when I was humble, I felt that my life I need a rock so that I can build my life on.
那后来才发现这是圣经里面耶稣讲的话，他说，听了我的话就去行的，就是把房子建在磐石上，风吹雨打水，水冲雨淋都不怕。
So later I found out this word is also found in the Bible when Jesus said you have to build your life upon a rock so that when the storm came, when the wind blow, your house will not collapse.
当时我就觉得很奇怪，我就心里面突然有一种平安领导，一种喜悦领导，就是我要找那个磐石，要建造我的房子。
So all of a sudden I felt the peace and the joy, and then I told myself I need to find this rock so that I can build my life.
我早上起来照镜子的时候发现我在笑。
When I look into the mirror in the morning, I found myself smiling.
我就觉得我的生命有一个盼望。
So I found that there's a hope in my life.
而且是一个永恒的盼望。
And an eternal hope.
所以那时候就开始对宗教就感兴趣了。
So all of a sudden I became interested in religion.
各种宗教。
All sorts of religion.
长话短说，最后呢就来到耶稣的面前。
So all sorts of religion. To make the story short, I came to Jesus.
当我受洗的时候。
So when I was baptized.
那时候有一个新生的一种感觉。
So I have this, a feeling of being reborn.
那我记得我们牧师呢，我们教会受洗都蛮严格的。我写了六页纸，这个叫做没有六页罪吧，但是呢，至少六页纸就是认罪。
So our
见证加上认罪。
Our church is very strict, so I remember I wrote 6 pages of my
confession,
yeah, and my testimony.
那当时这个从水里面出来，牧师为我昂首祷告的时候呢，我就大声吼叫。
So when I was came out from the water, when my pastor baptized me, I start to scream.
那当时呢，完了以后就发现我非常的轻松。
So after that, I felt, I felt at ease.
我就发现我的罪真的得到了赦免。
I felt that all my sin has actually been, been paid.
我就觉得是一个新的生命在我的里面。
I felt this new life that's in me.
我看到所有的人都觉得非常可爱。
So whoever I see, I found, they are very lovely.
甚至我旁边那个最不喜欢的人，我也觉得他特可爱。
The one that next to me, who I used to think is very, I don't like him. But however, when I saw him again, I felt he's very lovely.
那我也讲过，就是说那时候神就把我的失眠症就医治了。
And also God has healed my insomnia.
我第二天早上起来呢。那一天晚上连续就睡了四个半小时，因为这在2年里面从来没有睡过四个半小时。
So that night I have slept for 4.5 hours straight. And however, in the past 2 years before that, I have never slept that long.
因为过去呢，因着这个当时2年多多的时间呢，就睡一天睡一个小时，有时候3-4天都不睡觉的。
So in those 2 years, I sometimes I can sleep for 1 or 2 hours in a day, or sometimes I will not sleep for 3 or 4 days in street.
所以根本不能工作。
So I was not able to work at all.
但是那时候我就那个神也给我很大的信心。我从那个营里面坐公共车回到家里面，我们在野外的一个营里面一星期的营会啊，我把回去以后把所有的药都扔掉，但是我只吃中药不吃西药，就是无价片啊，什么天气片啊，那个耳针啊，全部扔掉。
So God has given me the faith. So when I came out from the camp, I was baptized in a camp. So when I came out, after I got off the bus, I threw away all my medicines and all sort of medicines.
就越睡越好，五个小时、六个小时、七个小时。
So my sleep became better. I was able to sleep for 5 hours, and then later 6 hours and 7 hours.
那天早上起来呢，我四个半小时起来感恩流泪，感恩完了以后，我就出去在想，我到走到圣林里面，我就散步，我在想，我要传福音，我要去读神学。
So when I slept for 4.5 hours, that night I woke up and I was walking in the woods because we're in a campsite, right? So and I was talking to myself, I will proclaim the good news. I will go to study the Bible.
所以在回家的路上，我坐在旁边那个小伙子。一个非常聪明的一个墨迹尔的一个学生，他去跟我们去营里面去玩的，我就给他开始传了。
So on the way home, in the bus, there was a friend from McGill was sitting next to me, and he came to the camp as well to play to have fun, and I started to tell him about the good news.
我就开始在到处都传福音。
So start from there, I start to telling everyone about.
在这个过程里面遇到很多的奇人奇事。
So, in the process, I have met a lot of extraordinary people and things.
那有的人他们是准备到喜马拉雅山去找达赖喇嘛，说这个高人给他灌顶，什么有什么法术，我也给他们传福音。
So including some people, they were heading to the Himalayas to find the达赖喇嘛，the lamas。Empowered by the lamas.
各种各样的事情。
So all sorts of things.
但是我一回去呢，我就第一件事情我就又要我回去可以读书了。回去呢，跟我的那一帮好友啊，我们的战友呢，在一起就读书。他们就是很奇怪，他说你的头脑怎么好使了？
So when I went back, I went back to my studies, and all of a sudden, all my friends were amazed. How come your brain works again?
那第一学期呢，我没有得失眠症的，我的头脑比较好使，帮助他们。后来呢，我的头脑坏了，他们帮助我。
So for the very first semester, I was able to sleep, so I was able to help them. However, in the later semesters, I wasn't able to sleep. I couldn't function, so they have to help me.
我那帮战友很可爱。完了以后呢，他们就说你为什么突然又好了？他说你精神非常焕发，脸上充满了喜乐。
So they were amazed, and they were asking me, "How come your brain function again, and you seem so well? Your face is shining."
他说你去营会里面是不是找了一个女朋友
？So did you find a girlfriend while you were at the camp?
我说没有，我就是受洗做了基督徒。
I said no, I didn't find a girlfriend. I was just baptized, became a Christian.
哎呀，他说不要骗我们了，你看你，慌了一个人。
He said, "Don't lie to us."You are a totally different person.
那我们在那时候一起呢，我们复习这个准备我们博士诗歌的考试，结果我的脑子就开始工作了。
So we were preparing for our PhD. So all of a sudden my brain started to
trade qualification exams.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden my brain started to function again.
我那时候呢，天天赞美，天天传福音。
So every day I was praising the Lord and telling people about.
我会带一个诗歌本。
I will bring a hymn, the book.
我在复习的时候，我一个人找一个 McGill 那时候有一个空教室，我就在那空教室里面就唱一阵子歌，完了我再学习。
When I study, I will go find an empty classroom in McGill and bring my book and I start to sing for a while and then I will study.
我自己就特别喜欢唱。
So I love to sing.
找空教室的原因有两个，一个呢就是说我喜欢唱很大声。
The reason why I need to find an empty classroom because I want to sing very loudly.
第二个原因呢，我唱歌走调，我不想让人老师来看我或者受影响。
And the second reason is that I'm always out of tune, so I don't want to affect other people's singing.
那我在教会呢唱歌老走调，完了以后又把他们领走调。
So in church, I always sing out of tune, and a lot of times I will lead all of those people to sing out of tune.
有一个长老对我非常不满。
So one of the elders, was very upset with me.
那我又不知道，我说这个四班的人唱的比我好，我看不出来啊。
I myself, I do not know. I cannot compare myself with those who are leading the worship.
我就是充满了热情唱歌。
I would sing out of my passion.
他就责备我，他说因为我老帮人老跑掉。
But he rebuked me because I always lead other people out of church.
后来说教会不让我唱，我一个人在河边唱。
So since the church do not allow me to sing, so I will sing while I walk.
我住在一个河边，圣劳伦斯河边。
Along the river bank.
我常常几乎每一天我出去就散步啊，那沿着河边就唱。
So I used to live nearby a river, so I always go out and you know sing along when I walk.
唱歌鸟听，唱歌也鱼听。
So I will sing to the bird, I will sing to the fish.
因为鸟和鱼不会说我走调。
Because the bird and the fish will not say that I'm out of tune.
那上帝也不会说我走调。
And God will also not, you know, tell me out of tune.
哦，我给你讲啊，我有一次没见过天使，但是听到天使唱歌。
So I tell you, you know, one time, even though I have never seen an angel, but I have heard angels singing.
因为那个天使唱的歌，一听呢，你就知道地上唱的这些歌呢，比起那个差的实在太远。
Because when an angel sings, you will know the difference between, you know, the heavenly hymns and the, you know, earthly songs.
所以你说什么 Celine Dion 啊这些东西，那差远了，差远了，差远了。
Compare with Celine Dion, you know, you cannot compare.
那所以我就是我刚信主的时候就是这样一个经历，不断的经历，直到今天。
So that was when I first became a Christian. I continued to experience Him until this day.
所以今天呢，就是我再次的接着圣诞节，我就坚定我的心志，继续的要传讲这个好消息。
So the Christmas, I twice again, I wanna, you know, like affirm my faith and continue to proclaim the good news.
好，这是我的一些见证，请大家也上来见证。
So this is my testimony, and you are welcome to come and share us.